Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Guilty, that was the verdict in Donald Trump's New York criminal trial. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from outside the courthouse.
The former president sat stone-faced in a lower Manhattan courtroom as a guilty verdict was announced on all 34 felony counts. A jury of 7 men and 5 women reached their conclusion following 2 days of deliberations. After leaving the court building, Trump denounced the proceedings.
This was a disgrace. This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt.
The historic verdict comes 5 months before the presidential election and will test voters' willingness to elect, for the first time, a convicted felon. Outside the criminal courthouse, Greg Clugston, New York.
Republican allies of former President Trump expressed outrage. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Mike Johnson said the trial was a purely political exercise and said that the Biden administration was responsible for the conviction in New York. Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union, described the event as a tragic day in American history and vowed that Mr. Trump would win office again. Republicans also took aim at Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and Judge Juan Merchan, who oversaw the case. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz said, "This verdict is the corrupt result of a corrupt trial, a corrupt judge, and a corrupt DA. We will stand with President Trump now more than ever to save the country." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Alabama has executed a man convicted of killing an elderly couple at their home in 2004. Authorities say 50-year-old Jamie Ray Mills was pronounced dead at 6:26 p.m. Thursday evening following a lethal injection at a South Alabama prison. Mills was convicted of capital murder in the deaths of 87-year-old Floyd Hill and his 72-year-old wife, Vera. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 330 points, the Nasdaq dropped 183. This is SRN News. Another reason for parents to beware.
Before you buy that new Nintendo game for your child, you should probably listen to this. The makers of Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door, have included a transgender character who has a discussion with Mario about his or her decision to live as the opposite sex. What does this actually have to do with playing the game? Not much. But Nintendo apparently feels the need to advance the LGBT agenda with kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed measure that would have required schools in California to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identification at school has failed to qualify for the November ballot. The proposal received about 400,000 of the 500,000 signatures it needed to qualify. Supporters of the policy say it would provide necessary transparency for parents who are not being told if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. This is SRN News. Flint, Michigan residents who've been living with torn-up properties and lead in their water supply for years may finally get some much-needed relief. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The state of Michigan says it will step in and oversee the repairs of properties that were torn up during the Flint water crisis after a judge in March found the city in civil contempt for blowing past deadlines to get the work done. The Natural Resources Defense Council says about 30,000 water lines were dug up and inspected after a water switch in Flint in 2014 caused lead to leach off old pipes, spoiling the drinking water system. The Defense Council says there are about 1,900 homes where the city never went back to fix the property workers dug up, leaving broken driveways and sidewalks and ripped up lawns. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.